We were kind of overwhelmed. You know, we knew the race was coming to Donegal, but we didn't think it was going to get five stages of it, you know. So we're looking forward to it, and we're keen to see it coming, 2012, and it was a great event, and we had a lot of local riders in it. So we're looking forward to it as bike riders and as sports people, I suppose, in general. Like, it's an excitement that is coming, and the calibre of riders that's going to be in it is going to be something special to watch.
And as you well know, Sean, from cycling the county week in, week out, very, very testing terrain for the competitors.
Very tough, and very, very tough. Actually, in the summer stages, that, you know, I mean, they're 151k long, and there's one stage there from Buncrana to Dunlow. Now, you know, it's 181k. It's going to be, as I would say before, somebody threw a grenade down the road and just blew it up. That's what's going to happen. Like, you know, and I think Ronan McLaughlin was invited to Dublin during the week there to launch it, and he said the same words. He said, it's just, the roads of Donegal, it's just going to blow it to bits, you know. And I suppose the professional riders and the continental riders, is going to suit them that race in Belgium all year round. Where the amateur rider, I suppose, club rider, A1 and A2 is going to suffer, you know. So that's going to be tough, like.
Well, obviously you're going to have the pro-continental teams coming, but there's a local aspect as well. You mentioned Ronan McLaughlin, who came so close to taking victory in Bundoran 5 years ago. And there will be a number of Donegal competitors that will be competing in the race, Sean. There's enough, I suppose, talent in the county to have a crack at this once again.
Well, actually, you know, we've had a crack. We broke the mould in 2012. That, I think, was nearly 10 years before there was a county team in it, you know, or maybe 2011. Then we're back in 2012 and we've done it again. So there is talented riders in the county to do this, but it's a massive step up. Like, Ron McLaughlin, as I say, 2012, was riding Fran Post. He comes so close to winning the stage in Bundoran, you know, it broke his heart. But Ronan has gone back over the years and kept at it, and he's come so close last year. I think last year was probably Ronan's best year, because I think he wore one of the jerseys. I don't know if it was the Sprinter's jersey or the polka dot jersey, but I think he got a jersey. But the county does have riders of the ability to ride the race. And, you know, when we seen the route and we seen where it was coming, a lot of boys have been making phone calls, and, you know, and I wouldn't say that we have a team in yet, but, you know, we're definitely going to talk about it over the next couple of weeks and try and get an enter in, because if it's come to Donegal, the support that we would have would be phenomenal. You know, bringing it to the county, it's amazing that they're going to get five stages. Like, you know, I mean, for spectators alone, it's going to be phenomenal. Like, for young riders, like, there's so many young riders out there at the moment. Like, I know Omar Willers is putting a team in, and I know for one that there's one rider from Donegal Bay, one of the McArthur brothers, is on that team, you know. So hopefully Donegal, or Kenny, the county, can get a county team in it, you know. I know Ronan McLaughlin's going with Aqua Blue this year. They've really took a step up this year. They've gone pro-continental, but they have an academy team at the minute, so Ronan's going to be on that one as well, you know.